It's a royal-themed quiz this week. And first off, to introduce Lady Catherine of the South.
Hi.
Catherine Marr, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. Sir Sam Bridges, formerly known as Mr. York 2012. How are you doing?
I'll take that, I'm all right.
And the Earl of Wakefield, Richard Shawright. How are you doing, Rich?
That is my official title now. I'm going to get the Radio Action voiceover man to change all my jingles.
That's
Spot on Sunday. With the Earl of Wakefield.
That's it, Richard Shawright. I think it suits it with the double barrel name as well. So glad that we've got that one sorted. So I'm happy. If you're all happy with your names, then we can crack on. That's one thing I was wondering. If you're all happy with your names. Now, distinct royal theme throughout today, because we are weeks away, we're only weeks away from the Queen's celebration of a platinum wedding anniversary. So now get your garden party sorted, it's all going to happen. So I can't wait.
Yay.
Yay. So, all royal theme this time around, so we better get the pub quiz team names. It can be royal themed or not. Kat, what have you gone for?
Everyone's a Windsor.
Cool. No, it's all right, isn't it? It's all right, that, yeah. Sam?
I didn't know you were hosting it, but I heard you moaning about the Premiership before, so yeah. I've called my team the Premiership.
Ah, well, well done, Sam.
Well, having had two team names banned today by Ofcom, I've just gone for a very boring Real Tennis. That's the sport, isn't it?
That's cool, that's cool.
Rubbish.
I have to admit, I can't be the only person that gets annoyed when people refer to the Premiership when it's the Premier League. It has been for 15 years.
Well, if you're bought up with that...
I know, but it was such a small amount of time, and you've got the Scottish Premiership.
The exactly, that doesn't count, yeah. It's a Scottish and rugby union
thing. Yeah, that's it. It's a Premier League, you know, it's the Premier League. It really grinds on me. Anyway, so well done on the pub quiz team name, Sam. Let's dip into the first one and our royal theme. You're not a fan of the royal theme, Sam?
No.
Yeah. What game is reportedly banned from Buckingham Palace by no less than Prince Andrew?
I think I've heard this weekend.
Yeah,
at least one of those things have been going around on Facebook.
I think it's been going around quite a bit.
Is it
board game, physical games?
No
sport.
Clues allowed.
I thought it was a sport bit.
No, they were on the general knowledge part. We've got three general knowledge.
Yeah, this is a sport. What?
I've switched it up. Knowledge and two sport, because I forgot the format of my own quiz. So we'll run along with it. Give me a chance, guys. First day, I'm just learning where the toilets are and what the etiquette is in the kitchen.
You won't get this with Gemma Atkinson.
No, you wouldn't. Oh, snubbed by the Academy again. But...
Is she available? For daytime.
Anyway, let's go on to number two, shall we? If you're all right with the first one. The Crown Estate owns vast amounts of land, vast amounts of buildings. But it also owns a McDonald's. Believe it or not, it owns a McDonald's. But where? Where is the McDonald's? Queen's very own Mackie D's. Where is it?
Just on the land next door. The man from the corner shop was asking me what they're doing with it. I said, I don't know.
Maybe so, because they own it everywhere, don't they? It's quite interesting. They actually own the land on it, so it's interesting. Where would you find a Mackie D's that the Queen owns? Well, the Queen doesn't actually own it.
She just owns
it.
She's not the franchisee.
Due to the Parliament. Yeah, it's the Parliament Act. Actually, it's all owned by the government. And all the profits go to the government.
If your chips are cold, you can't complain to the Queen.
Yeah, exactly. It's not how it works.
To your mum.
Yeah. So, number three on the general knowledge part. What food is traditionally advised against the royals eating? It's a food group. I don't know if you would call it a group or just like a...
Oh, come on.
Food in general. But what would that general food be? Usually on advice grounds, and I will tell you more about that. But it did really annoy me about number one, which board game is reportedly banned...
Board game.
It's a game.
I've given that away now, so it's a board game. Let's move on to number four before I give anything else away. Remember, royal theme.
Oh, God.
268 appearances for Tottenham between 1999 and 2012. Royal theme.
Huh?
Who is it?
All right, okay. Yeah, it's easy.
See, it's a good
question. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, no worries. 268 appearances for Tottenham during 1999 and 2012.
Yeah.
Who is it? who is the person?
Gary Prince.
So yeah, that's number four, part of the sport side of things. Let's go for number five, which is the only Commonwealth country to have held a World Cup, and it's not the United Kingdom, because that, well, technically is a Commonwealth country. It's not the United Kingdom.
The only Commonwealth country to host a football World Cup.
Football World Cup. No trick questions on that.
Are they still in the Commonwealth?
Maybe.
And just because for gender balance, you mean a men's football World Cup.
Men's football World Cup. My apologies. Yeah. So how are you feeling with that one? Any responses in a posher tone would be greatly appreciated.
Well,
what was three again?
What was number three again? What food is traditionally advised against the royals don't eat?
I mean, there were donuts in the office on Friday, and I think there'll be donuts in here today.
Zeros. I'm with you.
Oh, no, four's easy, Kat.
Yeah. Rich, you all right? Have you thought about
couple,
it?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. For all up with the quiz, we'll have the answers straight after this. It's time for the answers of the impossible pub quiz. You ever been to any garden parties or anything like that, Sam?
What, official garden parties?
Not official, ones on the street, yeah. I would have thought as the director of broadcasting.
When they did all that stuff a while ago, when they did all the royal celebrations, I was working, so I had to go to different ones.
Different ones?
Like, interview people.
Really? Yeah. Fair enough.
When I was a serious news journalist, Danny.
Did you have fun, though? Was that the best of anything?
No, it was awful.
That's fair enough. Rich garden party man?
No, never met any royals.
No?
No, I was in Portsmouth and Princess Diana was there on a thing, balcony, waving at people.
Oh, yeah?
So it was a long time ago.
Yeah, because you've met Prince Charles, haven't you?
Have you?
Just three seats away from him.
Oh, you're three seats away from him,
yeah. Oh, yeah, the royal visit.
Because I remember the great, when I was the official royal correspondent for Radio Yorkshire, back in the day. And I went to meet him at a wool factory.
Who?
Prince Charles and Camilla. It was great for radio. Didn't interview him. Just got lots of atmos of wool factories, wool machines. Nightmare. Anyway, let's crack on with your quiz.
Some of the best stuff you ever did, that, Danny.
Honestly, it was just. I remember coming back and saying, "I've just been turned down by the bassist from Blur for an interview." And I was like, "I've got nothing. I'm really sorry. What
an
horrible day."
Or a cigarette?
Kind of both. Anyway, that's a story for another day when we have our Blur themed quiz. But I should have had that as one of the questions. Who turned me down for an interview? We've got the team names: Royal Tennis, the Premiership, and everyone's a winner.
Windsor.
I've got to give it to Kat.
After everything?
I know.
After everything you've been through.
I was looking to think, right, I've got to give it to someone else, but I thought, no, it's actually quite good. So
damn off,
Kat gets it that one. So well done, Kat. You get that one. So, number one. What game is reportedly banned from Buckingham Palace by none other than Prince Andrew? Catherine.
I was going to go for Monopoly and then I changed my answer to Risk because I feel Risk would be a bit too close to home.
Risk, fair enough. I like that. Sam?
I think he's had a few failed businesses, so Monopoly.
Fair enough, I like that.
Unofficial answer is the Grand Knockout Tournament official board game for when they did an It's a Knockout style thing with the Royals, which was a big disaster, which obviously they don't talk about these days for obvious reasons.
Okay.
But the answer's Monopoly.
Monopoly. You are both right,
yes!
Sam and Rich. It is actually Monopoly. Well done.
Is that the reason as well?
No, apparently it's a bit too vicious. It was actually in the newspaper as well, saying, what else do they play on Christmas Day? Probably anything but Monopoly. They've got the entire world at their feet on Christmas Day. Let's play Monopoly. Pathetic. Anyway, let's go to number two. I'm just really angry with that one line in it. There's no need. No need. Boo the Daily Mirror. Number two. The Crown Estate owns vast amounts of property, including a Mackie D's. But where is the Mackie D's? I'll give you the general city.
St Andrews.
St Andrews? Fair enough. Sam?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, fair enough then.
I should have said Edinburgh now, you said it, but I went for the Olympic Park.
Oh, the Olympic Park, fair enough. It is actually Banbury in Oxford. at a shopping centre.
I was thinking of going for Oxford or Cambridge, the boat racer, but then...
That's it.
Produce, like the Poundland as well.
Can I just interrupt you? We've had some breaking news. Oh. Tom has run in. Ronald Koeman's been sacked from Everton. Oh. Let's get back up with the Impossible Pub quiz.
You beat Sky to it as well.
Yeah, I beat Sky. Thank you, Tom. Feels like I should have
Which is hilarious because the BBC have been running all day that he was going to manage them on Wednesday. So, well done, BBC.
Yeah, well done. Well done, mate. Let's go for number three, shall we?
Poor Ronald.
Poor Ronald. What food is traditionally advised that royals don't eat? Cat?
Bread. Or Chinese.
A Chinese.
I went gluten, bread and Chinese.
Brilliant. I love the Queen had one bad go on Just Eat and won't do it again. That's it now.
You know that they've probably got their own nutritionists and they're like, don't eat complaint, cake, did you have complaint, carbohydrates or something? I don't know, I'm
laughing. I'm loving the royal accent though. I think we should all do it like that. Sam?
I think this was a Prince Philip directive, so I'm gonna say Indian.
Anything foreign for Prince Philip. I've gone with the slightly boring answer of eggs.
Eggs, fair enough then. I do like the topicalness of that one, Rich. Unfortunately, you are all wrong. Yeah. It's shellfish. Shellfish, yeah. Apparently, they're advised against it so they don't get food poisoning or anything like that. And,
The Queen's mother got it. Bones are going to throw it.
That's it. Interesting. Number four. Let's go on to the sport part of the quiz. 1990 till 2012. Who played 268 appearances for Spurs? Cat?
No idea.
Okay.
Read what you've got.
Go Alan Sugar, just because he was there.
Well, I just don't know whether. Oh, Sir Alan Sugar. I'll give you that. It's Lord Alan Sugar.
Lord Sugar.
Fair enough. Sam.
Ledley King.
Well in, Sam, you got that one right. And it's
Ledley,
Rich.
Ledley King.
It is Ledley King. Well done to Sam and Rich on that one. So it all comes down to this now. It's 2-2-1 at the moment. So, number five. The only Commonwealth country to hold a World Cup not in the UK, Sam Bridges.
Is it South Africa?
Sing Sing Africa, Stand Up for Africa, South Africa.
I don't know, no answer.
You haven't put an answer down?
No.
No answer.
I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Fair enough. Well, I can tell you that you both got the answers. It is actually South Africa. Well done to you there, and well done to us all. You really do deserve your titles in getting a point in this week's Impossible Pub quiz. Sam Bridges with three. Richard Shaw Wright with three. Kat Marr with one. So thank you for joining us. Much appreciated. That's my royal accent. I think it needs to work before I go to the garden party.
A bit Cliff Richard there as well.
Yeah, he's a bit Cliff Richard. Yaw. Can do a yaw. You'll come to the garden party, Danny. Yaw. I'll work on it. Anyway, thanks all for joining us. And we'll be back with the same Impossible Pub quiz, but with a slightly different theme next week.